I guess I'm just going to go to that station. I don't know. There's a gas station across the street that, you know, their selection is, like,
check it out, man.
Not better, but they've got, basically, like, the gas station that I normally go to stopped carrying Rockstar Zero Punched, the fruit punch flavor. The zero-calorie fruit punch variant. They don't have it. They have the big cans, but it looks like they're just trying to sell through their stock of the huge cans and not carry them anymore because that area of the shelf is not getting restocked, so. But here I am, going to this gas station. Same old, same old. Fucking trillion cars here. There's an armored car here. I'm not really leaving a lot of parking spaces here for an armored car. I'm just gonna park here, even though this isn't a parking space. Alright, I'll be back. I hope this goes okay. Okay. Let's see what new music fucking Apple thinks I should be listening to.
For that, but nigga, today I got time, cuz.
so many millionaires with skin like mine. Don't pretend like I'm with that bullshit your president been tweeting. Them black boys is balling out, the whole block been eating. You punk pigs, we going out. I'ma line y'all on up. Best of all league, I'ma sign y'all on up. I'm thinking who my heroes be. Thank God for the Negro League. Colin Kaepernick was blackballed. Nigga, please. It's still America, but three kings, believe that shit. The world is yours, my nigga, so go and see that bitch. Every chance you get, hit that lick and get that shit. Put your name down and your bang down, we gon' make America crap again.
Hey, young world, the world is yours.
Hey, young world,
the world is yours.
Young world
is yours.
Young world,
the world is yours.
You look strange, having all that power, but you won't make change. But don't trip, we grip and we gang up too. And if I do a count, I'm sure we got more guns than you. Now just imagine if we stop shooting our own kind. I'm a creep with no color lines, that mean I'm colorblind. I learned that, turned that, Willie Lynch, earned that. G-status, earned that, now that I'm your own.
I don't know, Snoop. Your heart's in the right place, but...
Okay, my bougie bitch, all she want is Hermes. And my cottage bitch need a new apartment. Make them both come together, say it's all in. Hello, bitch, I'm ballin'. Hello, bitch, I'm ballin' and I'm jet lagged. Shopping in Japan, we don't price check. See me for Chanel Dior.
Nope. Speak no evil, see no evil, hear no evil.
We dedicate this to all the hustlers in the struggle. Hustle hard, hustle hard.
We won't stop hustling until we...
Lying on its side. what's to come.
Yours, cloudy diamonds, ice, play hockey, lean, got me feeling drowsy. Stripper, bitch, she working foulies. Meet me at the hotel lobby. Emirates running to the money. You ain't taking none from me, and I'm going die about it.
Oh, yeah. From demons, distractions, all the reactions to fame. She probably collapsed in the heart of rejection. I'm going to kiss on the wave. Production, big, can fit on the stage. There's too many fans to fit in the crowd. Too many bands to get them on stage. Who in this band is with them on stage? I stay in advance, so pay in advance. I'm way too advanced, I'm figuring them out. I set the bar, don't give them a break. The bar too high to give it a raise. I flow like God, so give them a raise. As long as I got, I get them a raise. Throw my clock and get them a raise. Show you God, I give it away.
I can't relate. No. To none of you rappers or actors, I swear that these niggas be fake. Fuck on my face. Way too much food on my plate for her to be acting on stage.
Nigga Raji, no Versace, sipping sake with my posse. Yeah. Eat that pussy like a bachi, leave it where they did that sign. Tell it, girl, darling, her body. Yeah. It's a worker, aren't you crazy? Yeah. Make your Archie do Pilates. Ooh. Uncle, aren't you rappers, copy? Yeah.
The song's called 5200, but it doesn't seem like it's about the Atari 5200. Pretty bummed out about that.
Thank you.
A rough cut of the music I'm putting together for the trailer for Blood Rain 3. Hope you like it. What do I listen to? What do I listen to that made Apple think this was something I should hear? This guy's name is Baka, which is probably appropriate.
trend. Amen, amen. Put that work by the flex. Keep that hammer in my head. Amen, amen. I got different plans. Used to pull up with the pipe. Now pull up with the Benz.
Perfect Circle, that's the new music I crave. That's what I've been after. Thanks for bringing this to me.
Same old horde, gather at the altar ring, new beginning, new don't fuck with you guys, you disrespect me, you disrespect my hood.
Well, that was maybe the worst Friday Apple Music playlist I've gotten yet. I like that MGMT track. I like that.
Mentors and coaches showed us what I can, we will admit, far before it became our convention theme. They help us in setting goals, striving to be successful as a team and to be successful individually, and stepping outside of our comfort zones. To our supporters, thank you for being our lifelong friends, constant role models, and biggest fans. Ladies and gentlemen, please help us in thanking our advisors, teachers, and mentors.
Members and guests, I'm proud to present to you the people that have never stopped loving and supporting me. My agriculture educators, Mr. Nathan Hammett, Ms. Casey Gallegos, and Mrs. Christy Mahalchek, and my personal mentors, Dr. David Frazier and Ms. Mia Balco.
Advisor Coach Michael Haynes, South Carolina has the base, state staff, executive secretary, Mr. Keith Cox, my collegiate advisors, Dr. Antoine Alston and Dr. Chastity Warren English, and my personal mentors, Mr. and Mrs. Patrick and Amy Robinette and Logan Lane.
Yeah! Farms!
I'm proud to introduce you to the advisors, mentors, coaches, and friends who have shaped me into the person I've become. Former state staff members, Dr. Karen Hutchison and Ms. Stacey Hoffman, FFA advisors and act teachers, Mr. Jeffrey Billings and Ms. Cheryl Vest, personal mentor, Mr. Zach Wakeman, and high school wrestling coach, Mr. Cliff Backus. Superintendent Ms. Cheryl Steckley, one of my closest friends and mentors, Shannon Norris, former state staff mentor and friend, Julia Solosky. FFA members and guests, it is my honor to introduce you to some of my biggest mentors and supporters. Minnesota State Staff Julia Tulaski, past Minnesota State Staff
Coolio,
my ag teacher, Mrs. Crystal Brogan, and my four mentors, Jim
Kalen,
Mark Jewell, James McLam, and Matt Rush. For the people that have poured into our lives. The people that we have recognized are only a small portion on the grand scope of agricultural education. By having all agricultural education teachers, school administrators, and state staff, please stand.
Transition into the version with lyrics there at the end. It's like a Metal Gear Rising boss fight.
Growing up with Val meant carrying what seemed like trillions.
Fighting a fucking robot farm.
Full of water to individual sheep pens during lambing season. My parents, sisters, and I helped feed and water our sheep during lambing season, and sometimes it got pretty long, so we would occasionally sing a song or two. While we may have been carrying a bucket, I can promise you we couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. Thankfully, that isn't true
for
the next group of individuals. Please help me in welcoming our National FFA Chorus, sponsored by Dow AgriSciences, and under the direction of Ms. Patty LaJoy.
Here they are, NWA!
Hello, my name is Haven Olson, and I represent the true dairy state that is Wisconsin.
Hello, my name is Joshua Collins. I represent the Copper State of Arizona.
Featuring soloist Leo Leonard
Urban
from Manager. Wisconsin.
Raymond Papal Shanklin from Oklahoma. Amanda Reyes from the great place of Puerto Rico.
That's
and Anna Schwader from South
very
Dakota.
Funny. Very funny. No, that's good stuff.
Proudly present State Medley.
Not at all ill-advised.
Indiana, here I come. In my Tennessee mountains. Michigan, left my home in Michigan.
That's why I wish again that I was in Michigan.
Got on the farm.
I'm going to Montana to spend the winter.
Well, I'm going to Montana to rest my soul.
Still going. Yeah, funky. You got that right.
This picture, or why it's happening. I told you my sister and I are weird. And today I'm my weird, crazy haired self in front of pretty much anyone. I haven't always been comfortable being myself. I was really only comfortable when I was younger being myself at home and with my family. It wasn't until I found people who felt like family that I became comfortable being my true self. These next 41 individuals have been focusing on becoming comfortable being their true selves in preparation for running for national FFA office. They were selected by their states to start the journey of becoming a leader in this organization. For the past week, they've been going through intense interviews to show their love and devotion for FFA, agricultural education, and agriculture.
Okay.
Get ready to meet some of the most incredible people, our national FFA officer candidates. Hey everyone, my name is Jordan Stone. I proudly represent the great state of Alabama.
My name is Bryce Clough, and I humbly represent the beautiful state of Arizona.
Bryce Clough?
Hi, everyone. I'm Sam Harris, and I'm proudly representing the state of Arkansas.
I should probably say proudly. The other guy said proudly.
Brianna Holbert, California.
Salutations. I'm Gus Gill, representing Colorado.
Nerd.
My name is Justin Ferreira, proudly representing the great state of Connecticut.
I'm Brooks Parrish, representing the great state of Florida.
Hey y'all, I'm Ian Bennett, and I'm just playing Peach to be representing my home state of Georgia.
See, Peach, he's just playing Peach. You see, there's a whole, the Georgia, it's...
Hello everyone, I'm Gretchen Yanstein, and I'm proudly representing Idaho.
Hey everyone, my name is Cade Hill, and I'm representing the state of Illinois.
Cade.
Hello everyone, I'm Annalie Woody, and I'm so excited to welcome you to my home state, Indiana.
Good afternoon all, my name is Eric Meyer, and I'm proudly representing the tall corn state of Iowa.
My name is Kyler Langbart, and I represent the state of Kansas.
Good afternoon. My name is Gracie Furnish, and I'm proudly representing the Bluegrass State of Kentucky.
Hey, everybody. My name is Lainey LeBlanc, and I'm representing the state of Louisiana.
Hello, everyone. I'm Hannah Adkins, representing the state of Maryland.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lauren King, representing Michigan.
Rebecca Paskew is proudly representing the land of 10,000 lakes, Minnesota.
Hell yeah!
Hey y'all, I'm Bryce Fortenberry, proudly representing the great state of Mississippi.
Representing the great state of Missouri, I'm Jacqueline Janorski.
Hey folks, my name is Casey Cummings, and I'm proudly representing the treasure state of Montana.
Hi, I'm Christy Cooper, proudly representing the Good Life State of Nebraska.
The Good Life State?
What's up, FFA members? My name is Kaylee McCutta, and I am proudly representing the great state of Nevada.
Howdy, friends. I am Morgan. Howdy, Hunter, friends. And I am proud to represent the Garden State of New Jersey.
Kinsey Creighton, and I am proudly representing the state of New Mexico.
Hello, everybody. My name is Maria Martinez, and I am proudly representing the beautiful state of New York.
Hey, y'all. I'm Katie Honeycutt, and it is an honor to represent the North Carolina FFA Association.
Alfred Schwalbe from North Dakota.
That's it. I ain't proud. I'm just me, motherfucker.
I'm Mary Beeler from Ohio.
Hi, I'm Piper Merritt from the Oklahoma FFA Association.
Shea Booster, Oregon.
I'm Brooke Feeder, proudly representing the state of South Carolina.
Hello, everyone. I'm Allison Simon, representing the Rushmore state of South Dakota.
I am Chelsea Sanders, proudly representing the state of Tennessee.
Howdy, y'all. My name is Bryce Boyd, and I'm representing the Friendship state of Texas.
Representing the state of Utah, I am Sakia Bros.
Hey friends, I'm Ashley Nago, and I'm representing the great state of Virginia.
I'm Ty Taylor, and I'm from Washington.
Hey, I'm Ty Taylor, and you can go fuck yourself. Yeah!
I'm Andrew Hauser, proudly representing the Mountain State of
West Virginia. I'm Andrew Hauser, representing Sony.
Hello, FFA. My name is Hannah Taylor, and I'm honored to represent the state of Wisconsin.
Hello, everyone. I am Katie Schiltz, proudly representing the state of Wyoming.
These 41 candidates, thank you for giving your all to this organization. In just 27 hours, we will hear who
what?
The six leaders of our organization will be during the nominating committee report at the final session.
She said 27 hours.
Tuba. But the first time we played, it didn't go so hot. We just couldn't stop
audio
laughing.
Is, microphone.
When we played the tuba, it didn't sound like music. It sounded like a big toot.
Butt stuff.
Eventually, we got to a place where laughter was controlled and our music actually sounded like no music. Here to give us some real music, our talented National FFA Chorus, under the direction of Miss Patty LeGoy, and sponsored by Dow Exercises.
My name is Nate Kapush, and I'm from the Mount Rushmore state of South Dakota.
And I am a robot, here to murder you.
Life is the greatest journey.
What?
And those who take the roads less traveled enjoy the best views along the way. Please, enjoy the journey as we proudly present Roads Less Traveled.
Did I die? Is this a remix? We thought of 30 songs that all talked about roads, and then we made a medley, and then we sang it, and then the microphones were all bad. The audio was all breaking up. Something about the broadcast went wrong, and it sounded like a hell road, like we were going on a road to hell. A highway to hell, if you will. This is a beat I can get into. It's like, are they running the broadcast off a fucking phone? It's like, I'm getting it off the bird, I'm getting it off the satellite just fine. But everything just went to garbage town. Oh, see, Holiday Road from the movie. Yeah, that's got road in it. Howdy.
And I'm Madison DeWitty. And we're here to introduce to you our favorite person to laugh at and our best friend. You may think that you know Sheree, but you don't really know Sheree until you spend as much time with him as we have. He's the one who kills it at Just Dance, and hips sure don't lie. His laugh can be heard from over a mile away. It's 21 years old and still can't pronounce the words Massachusetts, Vietnamese, or Chihuahua. Who has the talent of being able to take a selfie with about 45 chins. Is the one who may or may not have accidentally not let the governor of Texas in the elevator with him at Texas FFA State Convention. And as much as he denies it, he is Ross from Friends. But above all else, he's the one who is so strong in his faith and loves the Lord and everything he has. Is our favorite person to sit on the couch with, watching Friends and laughing for hours. Who has such
he got me pregnant twice.
Organization and is always there to lift you up and push you to your highest potential. As Trey always says, no matter where life takes you, never forget where you came from. National FFA, thank you for being his home this past year. It is now our honor to introduce to you our best friend and our favorite fellow Fighting Texas Aggie and your Western Region Vice President, Trey Elizondo.
I mean, it's just this channel that's fucked up. Yeah, this one sounds fine. Yeah, this fucking soulful jam for the Vice President of Texas Agriculture.
One of my favorite things in life is to record moments of my life. Whether that be through journaling or Snapchat stories, I love sharing a piece of me with those around me.
We've heard all about
it. I brought some pictures with me. Who'd like to see some pictures of me growing up?
Yeah!
First, we have a picture with me and my first girlfriend, Katie. Now, Katie and I were madly in love. And in fact, we even got married inside of her mom's bathroom where her brother acted as a priest.
Sounds like Kanye West song.
Our marriage ended in divorce just about a week later at the swing set at my house. Next, we have a picture with my first show steer, Mickey. Now, I loved Mickey, and I was so proud of him. And almost every day when I'd go feed him, I'd sing him, "Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey, hey, hey, hey." Hey, Mickey. Next, we have a
picture that's it. With that's me the bit. That's no, no additional joke.
Texas FFA State Convention in 2014. This picture was taken shortly before my teammates and I were going to get food at Subway sandwiches. So it was my job to.
I always call it Subway
there.
Sandwiches because that's what it's called.
When we got to the location, I said, oh no. This is the Subway station, not Subway sandwiches. This was just many moments of train moments in my life. Next, we have a picture with me and the Karazawa family. The Karazawa family was my host family when my teammates and I went to Japan. This picture was taken shortly after my three host brothers totally crushed me in some Japanese video games. I literally had no idea what I was doing. Next, we have a picture with my small group at one of my favorite stops this year, Oklahoma FFA Alumni Camp. My small group and I called ourselves the French Toast Mafia, and we were most known for our signature tray walk that went a little something like this. French Toast Mafia! French Toast Mafia! And no, we did not win the Small Group Spirit Award at Oklahoma FFA.
Killing it.
We still managed to have the
materials
greatest
killing
at camp.
This room is yours!
This canvas is a short timeline of
I would really love to know what
life.
These Japanese video games
In
were.
In these moments, I felt love for myself and love from those around me. However, what happened in the moments between these pictures? What happened in the white space in these pictures?
Very white space.
In the white space between these pictures, there was plenty of other amazing memories. But there was also times I wasn't proud of who I was, and I neglected to love others the way they loved me. We lived.
I loved heroin more than I loved farming.
Loved me. Some of us live in a world of more white space than others. Some of us have lived in a world of so much unconditional love. But some of us live in a world of so much white space.
What?
We feel as if we're not enough. We live in a broken world. We live in a world where we're so caught up in serving ourselves, we forget to serve those around us. We live in a world where it's not okay to be yourself because it doesn't fit the mold of society. We forget so often that each and every one of us were beautifully and wonderfully created to be nothing but our authentic self. We forget so often that people are people too.
Whoa.
With the same desire to be loved and valued. When did our world become so broken?
However, well, when was the election?
There
gosh.
There is one constant that never fails to bring hope and spread peace in this broken world of ours. And that constant is love. During my walk in this life and during my time wearing this jacket, there is two very important lessons I've learned about love. First, loving yourself for who you are creates true happiness. And second, love is created whenever we serve those around us. Now, we're going to jump back in time to whenever I was in sixth grade.
Enough about
now,
that.
Whenever I was in sixth grade, I wouldn't necessarily say I was the smartest kid in the class. And if anybody played a sport with me on the road this year, you definitely know I'm not the most athletic. However, there was one thing that I excelled at more than any other kid in my class, and that was prose and poetry storytelling. Cool. I know. There is nothing I loved more than telling a story, becoming the character, and wowing the judges. My teacher and my principal saw this passion I had for me every day to ensure that I would make it to the state contest. We searched high and low until we found a story called Mrs. Stein that was about a mean substitute teacher that I'm actually going to recite a piece of for you today. The school bell rings. We go inside. Our teacher isn't there. Maybe she's sick. Her pet cries out. Yeah, right. As if I care. I have the D in label jars. my grade amounts to same. And now my teacher might be sick. Could be. I'm part to blame. She doesn't like me. That's a fact. I wouldn't tell a lie. She says stuff like, "You're very smart." And she don't even try. I started to like my teacher sick, and boy, I'm feeling fine. Till someone hits.
This guy's got bars. Bars, son. Bars.
She's 6'8". Her dress is black.
I gotta go. Well, it's 27 hours. I mean, we got plenty of time for later, right?